other than reading Harper and Dunlop and Wiradjuri, what are some other things you can do to understand their poetry and find out about it? So the first thing I would say is you should read their poetry, and luckily for you, it's all available freely online and it's very easy to find. So I would really encourage you to go out and do that. And in fact, through the National Library of Australia's Trove database, you can find most of the literature that was published in 19th century Australia, because most of it was published in newspapers, and the great majority of 19th century newspapers from Australia are available free to the public on the National Library of Australia's Trove database. So that's, for example, where you would need to go to read Dunlop's translation of Wiradjuri. But other things you can do, I would say, with romantic poetry like Harper and Dunlop's, you can learn a lot by actually going out into nature and taking some poetry with you. This might be a little bit hard if you want to do Harper's poetry or Dunlop's poetry, which is about the Australian landscape and you're in the United Kingdom. But nonetheless, you could actually go out with some of their nature poetry and read it in situ, in the actual place, in nature, where the poetry describes. And by comparing the way that the poet describes the natural world with what you actually see yourself, you can get a sense of what aspects of nature are being captured in the poem. If you think about it, even if you just sit on a park bench in a suburban park and look around you, there are far too many details, even in a single instant of your existence, to write down. If you tried to write down absolutely everything you could see, hear, smell, taste, touch, you'd be writing forever. And the single moment you were trying to describe would already have passed long ago. So poets, when they write about the natural world, they have to be very selective about what they actually describe. And they have to introduce some ideas that make sense of those particular details that they've picked out. So one way you can find out about that is to take romantic poetry into nature and read it there and compare. The other thing I would say is that there's increasingly a lot of academic materials available freely to the public. One place you can look is the website CORE, CORE, which is run by the British government and which provides a single search engine for all open access research created in the United Kingdom. So, for example, if you wanted to read my article on Harper and how his religious ideas help us understand his politics, you can get it for free on CORE. So they'd be two tips that I would give you about making sense of this sort of poetry.